This is the Ultimate Sports Podcast, and on today's episode, we're going to be looking ahead to the weekend's action in the Premier League. The big game comes from Stamford Bridge as table toppers Chelsea entertain Arsenal. Both of these two teams are the only unbeaten sides in the league. The clash sees Cesc Fabregas come up against his former club. Arsene Wenger has revealed he didn't re-sign Fabregas in the summer because he has enough attacking options.
Everybody respects Cesc here, and I want him to get the welcome he deserves. We were not in the need to buy offensive players. We have Cazorla, we have Wiltshire, we have Ramsey, we have Chamberlain, who are all offensive players.
Both teams come into this game on the back of midweek wins in the Champions League. Jose Mourinho's side beat Sporting Lisbon 1-0, and the Gunners stumped Galatasaray 4-1 at the Emirates, with new signing Danny Welbeck scoring a hat-trick. The former Manchester United man will be hoping for more this Sunday. A striker who does like this fixture is Didier Drogba. The Chelsea legend has scored 15 goals in 15 appearances against Arsenal in all competitions. Also on Sunday in the Premier League, Southampton take on Tottenham at White Hart Lane as Maurizio Pochettino is reunited with his former club. Spurs have won all four games against Southampton since the Saints returned to the top flight. West Ham and QPR do battle at Upton Park, and Manchester United welcome Everton to Old Trafford with Wayne Rooney watching from the stands as the England striker was sent off in last week's win over West Ham. The Saturday evening kick-off comes from Villa Park as Aston Villa host champions Manchester City. Paul Lambert's men have lost their last two fixtures against Arsenal and Chelsea and face more tough fixtures in the coming weeks. But Lambert admits the club have been boosted with the welcome return of star striker Christian Benteke.
We're in a run of games, as you said there, that unfortunately have been in the Premier League now for just a few years, and it's the first run I've ever seen where you've hit every big team in a row, virtually. And it's been really tough. And Christian coming back, it will certainly give everybody a massive lift. If he's round about it on Saturday or he's whatever I decide to do with him, then once the crowd see him, I'm pretty sure they'll give him a massive ovation.
Villa have failed to score in four of the last five Premier League games against City, the exception being the 3-2 win over Manuel Pellegrini's men last season at Villa Park. Also on Saturday in the Premier League, Newcastle United take on Swansea at the Liberty Stadium. The pressure is on Alan Pardew and his Newcastle team after another loss on Monday night. The fans throughout the game made their opinion on Pardew very clear, but owner Mike Ashley is still sticking by his man. The former Charlton and West Ham manager has said he won't leave the club and will battle all the way to the end.
It's about fighting and digging in at this point, and that's what we're going to have to do as a team. We need to show that. I know one thing about myself, I'll just keep fighting until such time as... I think there's nothing left to give and there's plenty of fight in me at the moment.
The pressure is also on Liverpool this weekend when they take on West Brom. Brendan Rodgers' men haven't won in their last three league games. The Baggies have won their last two. Hull welcome Crystal Palace to the KC Stadium. Leicester and Burnley meet at the King Power Stadium. And Sunderland host Stoke. That's all for this week. I'm Sam Ellard.